Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Tuesday, July 27th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. The 1943 Surprise Hurricane was the first hurricane to be entered by a reconnaissance aircraft. The first tracked tropical cyclone of the 1943 Atlantic hurricane season, this system developed as a tropical storm while situated over the northeastern Gulf of Mexico on July 25th. The storm gradually strengthened while tracking westward and reached hurricane status late on July 26th. Early on July 27th, it became a Category 2 hurricane on the modern-day Saffir-Simpson scale and peaked with winds of 105 miles an hour. Because the storm occurred during World War II, information and reports were censored by the U.S. government and news media. Advisories had to be cleared through the Weather Bureau office in New Orleans, resulting in late releases. This, in turn, delayed preparations ahead of the storm. In Louisiana, the storm produced gusty winds and heavy rains, though no real damage occurred. The storm was considered at the time, though, the worst in Texas since the 1915 Galveston hurricane. Wind gusts reached 132 miles per hour in the Galveston-Houston area. Buildings and houses were damaged or destroyed. The storm caused 19 fatalities. Overall damage reached approximately $17 million. But this was the first hurricane to be intentionally flown into by a reconnaissance aircraft. During the morning hours of July 27th, British pilots were training at Bryan Field in Bryan, Texas, and were alerted about a hurricane approaching the Galveston area. Upon becoming informed that the planes would need to be flown away from the storm, they criticized the policy. Instead, U.S. Colonel Joe Duckworth made a bet with the British pilots that he could fly his AT-6 Texan trainer directly into the storm. Duckworth requested that Lieutenant Colonel Ralph O'Hare, the only navigator at the field, fly into the hurricane with him. Because neither Duckworth nor O'Hare believed that the headquarters would approve the flight, they decided to proceed without permission. Thus, Duckworth and O'Hare became the first hurricane hunters on July 27, 1943. Their impact of the flight would pave the way for today's hurricane hunters. According to AccuWeather.com, and I quote, "Hurricane hunter pilots risk their lives as they obtain information that is critical in determining the intensity of a tropical system by directly sampling the storm. The data they collect, including radar information, wind speed, temperature, pressure, are instrumental in the forecasting process," end of quote. And that's what happened on July 27th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Listen to Weather Insider every weekday for a discussion on trending weather news. You'll get detailed insight into major weather events and learn the why behind the weather, gaining knowledge on terms like what's a nor'easter? Just subscribe to Weather Insider on your favorite podcast platforms today.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.